Good evening, everyone. We will call the September 8th, 2025 Board of Adjustments meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
Are there any changes to the agenda this evening?
There are no changes.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the agenda.
I second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr.
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, the agenda for this evening has been approved.
Mr. Chairman, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. Number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an order and ensure full participation by those present with an interest. Hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly order conduct will not be tolerated, may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, ability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public on the basis made on the basis of a bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table and there for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statement without being repetitive. Witnesses must come to the podium one at a time. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to an individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or table for consideration at a future meeting. If you're here for a case listed under old business, understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless it was held open the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted in open session. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the following findings of fact and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone, we ask that you turn the phone to silent service for the duration of the meeting. And also please note that when you're at the podium, there is a button at the bottom of the microphone. You'll need to hit the button to the microphone on. If the microphone light turns green, that means your microphone is on.